Good evening, everybody. We're live from the Charles Wells Complex here in Canton, North Carolina, for some Pisgah High School baseball. Today's game brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air. We welcome you to today's game. This is Tim Surratt. Jack Webb will be on here in just a second. And Jack Q out back at the station, pushing buttons, keeping us honest. We're glad to have you. Chilly night here in Canton. It's 60 degrees now, but a breeze blowing. And it's going to be a chilly one tonight, as you can tell. But you got time to get here before it starts. Pisgah playing host to the West Henderson Falcons tonight in a Mountain 8 conference game. And we are so excited to have you listening in tonight. Jack Webb joining us now. He's getting the scorebook ready. And the West Henderson team on the field right now completing their pregame drills. Pisgah's already had theirs. We'll get you the starting lineups in just a moment. It's going to be a cool one tonight. Low of 38 tonight. Of course, it won't get that cold before the game time. But we're just 4 or 5 minutes probably away from first pitch. Pisgah, of course, leading the Mountain 8 Conference with a record of 9-1. Just been a spectacular start. Could have easily been 10-0. They dropped that game to Madison, seems like forever ago, in a weird game over in Burnsville. Or no, I'm sorry, Marshall, I should say, where Madison High School is located. It was a weird game, and they could have easily, again, been 10-0, but a pretty good start, one of the best starts in recent years for the Bears baseball team, which says a lot. West Henderson, I think they're about middle of the conference at this point, but always a tough opponent. They've got good pitching, and I'll give you tonight's starting lineups as Jack completes the scorebook. For the Bears, leading off tonight, Maddox Wright, followed by Braden Surratt. He'll be playing second. Landon Wright in the third position hitting tonight. He'll be playing Landon Wright's the starting pitcher tonight. The cleanup hitter, Boone Carver, our catcher. Zane Wilson will be playing left field. Zach Wester playing shortstop tonight will be in the sixth spot. Mason Young will be playing right field tonight and batting seventh. The first baseman, Owen Rigsby, in the eighth spot. And Jackson Lehman will be in center field tonight as tough news for the Bears tonight. Not terrible news, but not great. Isaiah Mintz tweaked his hamstring in Franklin in that crazy game over there the other night and had to come out of the game very early. But the Bears rallied to beat Franklin 5-2 in one of the craziest games I've ever been a part of, Jack.
You said it.
As it always seems to be the case over there. Just say it this way. I'm glad we weren't broadcasting. They'd have never heard a word we said, I promise you. But a crazy game that the Bears pulled out. Went into extra innings. We'll just leave it at that. It didn't need to, but it did. And the Bears tacked on three innings in the eighth, which, of course, in Major League or college would be the 10th inning. Pisgah came out of that tough game with a 5-2 victory. But, again, Isaiah Mintz tweaked his hamstring, and I'm sure Coach Harold Shepard, keeping him out of the lineup tonight because there's three games next week, two of which are with Tuscola and one with Smoky, as we understand it. We're going to bring, two of those games to you, as I understand it, as I spoke with station owner Terrell Reck today. We may be able to bring the Smoky Mountain game in between the two Tuscolas. We're not going to broadcast the away game, baseball game at Tuscola, as the girls' softball will be playing at the same time. But we'll bring you the home game from here in Canton on the radio. And then, as I understand it, we'll be back on with Smoky Mountain. That will be an away game, as I understand it. Anyway,
baseball?
Yeah. Yeah, because they moved them around, you know, because of the cold weather. So that was just the talk today. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, we're getting set for Bears baseball. Tonight's starting lineup. I did that already. Let me give you the lineup for West Henderson. Leading off will be Jackson Stepp. And also we have he's DHing for pitcher Nathan Klepp. In the two spot, Josh Null, and third hitter will be the center fielder, Isaac Lethem. Brady Duvall, name we've called many times over the last 3 or 4 years, will be playing left field and hitting in the cleanup spot. Grayson Payne, great kid that we've known since travel ball days. He's friends with all our boys. Looks like he will be playing third base in the five spot and is in the batting order. Carson McAllister will be playing first base and playing right field. The seventh hitter will be Griffin Tillery, and he is the shortstop. Brady Dozier, left fielder in the eighth spot, and Grayson Davis, the second baseman, will be hitting in the ninth spot. We'll be set to go here in just a moment. The coaches will be meeting on the mound. West Henderson taking a good amount of time, which is fine. They've had a long wait. JV's unfortunately dropped the game to West Henderson. It was not a tremendously good game for our JV's, who have been on quite a roll lately. So, but we hopefully will get them back on track. Again, a beautiful, cloudless evening here in Canton, but the temperature will be dropping, of course, with that being the case. Crowd starting to pick up a little bit. You still got time to get over here and watch some great baseball, Mountain 8 Conference baseball with Pisgah and West Henderson. Our boys wearing all white tonight with black hats, all white jerseys and pants with the black Pisgah across the chest and their numbers on the back. Black hats with a red bill. West Henderson in gray pants, the blue jerseys and gray hats, red numerals. And they're getting very close to being done. Then, again, the coaches will meet. Good to have you listening in tonight. Jack, West Henderson, no matter what the standings are, always a tough game. And hopefully we can – we don't see them again until –
Friday.
Well, no, they've changed that again. They've changed all this stuff around. Okay. I guess because it's spring break. Actually, the next one will be, I think it's the 23rd, as I was told.
Okay.
23rd for the away game at West Henderson. Again, the pitcher for West Henderson, the fine pitcher, Nathan Klepp, will be on the mound for them tonight. Grayson Payne, the third baseman, again, we've known our boys have been friends with, played on the same travel ball teams with, as is the case with a lot of these boys on all the teams. But one thing I enjoy about watching these high school games, no matter how heated the fans get, the kids are out there talking and slapping high five and where are you going to school and all that. One of the nicest ones, that Peyton Maben for North Henderson the other week. My son got on the base, I think it was third base that he was playing. He turned around and asked my son, where are you going to play in college next year? And Braden said, no, I'm not. I'm going to NC State. He said, well, you ought to be playing somewhere. Braden said, how nice was that? Well, let's talk about the keys to the game tonight, Jack, before we get underway with all this stuff. Tonight's keys to the game brought to you by Forga Contracting. What do you think starting out tonight, bud?
Well, I'm looking at the 4A rankings for the for 4A baseball. The top seed in the West is West Stanley, followed by South Rowan, followed by Bunn, Southwestern, Randolph, Uhari Charta Academy. Stuart Kramer and Pisgah is seventh.
In the state.
In the western side of the state.
Well, that's pretty great. I saw the Asheville Citizen had them listed at number one.
Above A.C. Reynolds and T.C. Robertson.
That's crazy to be. And I hope that continues, but you never know. It's, I guess, about the midway point of the season. And a 9-1 record, and the run differential is, I think, what's pushing so high in that regard. But we are proud of them as they've done so far. The pitching has been great. Of course, junior Zach Wester has just continued his pitching style ever since. You know, he was a freshman and made all-conference as a freshman. Again, Isaiah Mintz, of course, is on the bench tonight with a tweaked hamstring, but he's been all-conference the last 2 years as well. But the pitching, Landon Wright, he will be on the mound tonight for Pisgah, threw a no-hitter in the first game of the year against Inca, and then in the second game that week with Inca, Zach Wester recorded all 21 outs of the game by strikeouts.
Yeah. Loud two hits.
My son, the second baseman, said, "That was a boring game, Dad." He said, "I'm just standing out there."
Crickets, baby.
Just out there drawing in the dirt. Well, the coaches are meeting on the mound. I'm going to slip over to the public address system and announce all that business, and Jack will carry on for just a moment. And after the national anthem, we'll be set to go here just shortly. And we can send it back to Jack for a moment, but while the coaches meet, but we'll be underway in just a second. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Play ball. We're coming to you live at the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, and it's Pisgah Baseball on the radio. Our sponsors are Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vistas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and we're almost ready for the... So Tim's trying to get the announcer microphone going. So, I'm going to talk about the drawdown. The drawdown is going to be on May the 16th. We sell 300 tickets. Each ticket is $125. And that ticket gets you two people into the event. We have live auctions, silent auctions, half and halves, and at the end of the night, you could win $5,000. So if you want to get a drawdown ticket, you can call me, Jack Webb, 828-400-5621, or any coach or any Booster Club member has tickets.
All right, we're back. It took us a minute to get the PA set rolling, but we're underway with the lineups as they are being announced. Coaches have finished their meeting. Again, we're proud to have you tonight. Tim Surratt here with Jack Webb, Jack Cuat back at the station. That's our broadcast crew, our Public address announcer is Wyatt Businskas. That's a Pisgah baseball alumni. And the lovely Duchess of Crestview, Hope Surratt, on the music tonight.
I heard that Wyatt's called Corn Dog.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Yeah.
He's in my house all the time. Great kid and one of my son's best friends, but I've never heard that. So.
Yeah.
People starting to drift in tonight. Bleachers about two-thirds full. Good crowd from West Henderson as well, but again, temperature down to 58 degrees here just before first pitch. If the breeze will settle, and it looks like it's just minimal right now as the flag is just kind of blowing left to right just a little bit from left field to right. And Wyatt gets into this thing, man. He'll be louder than we are.
And that's good for the Bears.
Yeah, that's good. He gets them fired up. I've done it so much, and my wife says I'm boring with it, so I've turned it over. Bears taking the field. Landon Wright will be on the mound for the Bears tonight. Junior had a great year thus far. He came in, let's see, against Franklin the other night. I think it was Braden Surratt that started out. This would be the home game last week. Braden started out, went three innings, struck out six, gave up a couple of runs, not bad. Landon came in and held it right there, maybe gave up one run. And then Maddox Wright came in as the closer. Harold's been flip-flopping him back and forth. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll send it back to the station. We'll be ready for first pitch. Listen to Pisgah Baseball on WPTLRadio.net. Pisgah baseball about to get underway. The boys are on the field. The mill whistle sounds. And we're ready for baseball tonight. Again, the conference leading Pisgah Bears taking on the West High Falcons. Good to see my friend Chip Koontz, who's one of the assistant coaches for West Henderson. I went into, and I forgot he did that. He worked for the state of North Carolina for many years in a similar position to what I do for Haywood County. And I forgot he was over there, and I walked into the dugout to get the lineup and got my neck hugged. You don't get that often in the opposing dugout.
That's correct.
So, again, Junior Landon Wright on the mound. Having a great year thus far. Pisgah's blessed with good pitching this year. You got Zach Wester, who is, when he's on, he's about unhittable. As I said, in his first outing of the year, he struck out all 21 outs. Landon Wright, right there with him. Braden Surratt had good outings so far. A lot of his have been in either the kind of a relief or a closer role. They like to bring him in. He's a whole lot slower with a fastball, but he's got great curveball, great stuff. And that change of speed really messes with batters sometimes. And also Maddox Wright has come in relief. I think he started one game, but he's pitched very, very well as well as the other fellas. Maddox and our catcher Boone Carver will be headed to Guilford to continue playing baseball after they graduate. So again, the lineup for the Bears. Landon Wright on the mound. Boone Carver behind the plate. Owen Rigsby, senior first baseman. Braden Surratt at second. Zach Wester at short. Maddox Wright at third. That's your infield. Zane Wilson will be in left field. Jackson Lehman starting in center tonight for the injured Isaiah Mintz. And Mason Young will be in right field for the Bears. Landon taking his warm-up pitches. That he's got to be high 80s, wouldn't you say, Jack?
Yeah.
That fastball.
Easily.
Probably approaching 90. Leading off for West Henderson will be Jackson Stepp.
He's going to be the DH, followed by Josh Noel, the right fielder, and Isaac Latham,
yep,
the center fielder.
So here we go. The Bears slap gloves with each other on the mound. And we are about to get set as they take their positions. Boone Carver with a last word or two for Landon Wright. So on our infield, three seniors and one junior. Catcher behind the plate. And we're set to go. Jackson Stepp, designated hitter, steps in, leading things off. First pitch. Fastball hit a mile high, but definitely going to stay in the park. Braden Surratt races over. Right fielder races over. And evidently did not make the catch. He's on his way to third. Somehow he did not make the catch, so I don't know what happened if the sun got him in right field. Mason Young, I thought he had the catch made, but no. So the leadoff hitter now at third. Not a good start. Number four, Josh Null comes in.
Right fielder.
Let's see if we can get out of this pickle here. Start with as the first base, third base come in. Owen Rigsby on the grass at first. First pitch, curveball, strike.
Good pitch.
Very, very good pitch. That's a good sign if he can land that curveball in the strike zone to go along with that really good fastball. Let's see if we can get out of this. Pitch, fastball, right down the middle, strike two. Didn't even offer at it. So quickly, 0-2 to Josh Null. Landon has the ability to strike them all out. West Henderson, always vocal dugout. There's another pitch, fouled off to the right side. Looked like a curveball. Fouled over the Pisgah dugout towards the bullpen. Count remains 0-2. No score just underway here in Canton, but the leadoff hitter is on third. The sun at this time of day is always devastating in the field, and I think that may have had something to do with Mason. I think he got there in time, but unable to make the play. Pitch, foul back to the screen, high fastball. So, count again, 0-2. No score here in Canton. In the top of the first. Landon comes set. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for out number one. Nice, nice, nice placement there. So he got him with the curveball and two fastballs.
Isaac Latham up to bat, the center fielder.
Number 15, Latham steps in. All right-handed batters thus far. They were Jackson Stepp was waiting on that first pitch fastball, and he was able to shoot it to right field. He remains at third. First pitch is a curveball, lands it for a strike. We've got a demonstrative umpire. That really is helpful.
Yeah. He does it really quickly.
Yeah. Some of them are just kind of ooze out with their hand sign. So 0-1 to Isaac Latham. Another curveball just misses. checks his swing, able to hold up, as that's ball one. We're on the third batter, and that's the first ball that he's recorded so far. 1-1 the count, one away, runner on third here, no score. Landon fires fastball right on the outside, strike. 1 ball, 2 strikes now. Boy, a strikeout here would be enormous.
I agree.
Maddox Wright playing in on the grass at third. Owen back at first. Here's the pitch. The 1-2 pitch is a curveball foul straight back. We'll reset. Sun beginning to set now. 57 degrees here. Be one of those spring sports games where we broadcast in our winter coats. 1-2 the count. Runner on third. One away. Landon Wright kicks, fires, fastball, strike three. And he did not offer at it. They're getting the call on the outside corner. So two away now. If he get out, this and this boy coming up, Brady Duval. We've seen him many times. Left-handed batter, Brady Duval. Plays left field, and he looks like a man among boys out there.
He does.
I would bet my car that he plays linebacker. Left-handed batter, first pitch to him. It's a curveball in the dirt for ball one. Maddox Wright not holding on the runner at third. So two outs now, and that runner at third, we'd love to strand him here. 1-0 the count to Brady Duval. Two away, no score. There's a fastball a little bit high, 2-0 now. Very close, but a little high.
Good pitch.
It was a good pitch. That's a fine near miss. So 2 balls, no strikes. And again, 2 outs here. Landon, the pitch, curveball. Curves right over the plate for a strike. Very, very nice pitch. So now 2-1 to count to Brady Duval, who looks like he could just murder a ball. Fastball hit. That's going to be a base hit and score a run right through the gap between shortstop and third. West will take the early 1-0 lead. Not a crushed hit by any stretch of the imagination, but it went right through the gap between shortstop and third. So 1-0, West Henderson. Boy, the errors and walks will come back and haunt you.
Grayson Payne up to bat, the third baseman.
Grayson Payne, a great kid. Known him for a long, long time. Steps in, takes a fastball inside for ball one. He is going to play next in college for somewhere. His dad told us, but I can't recall. But he's definitely it might be a community college. I'm not sure. There's a pitch, fastball on the outside edge, but just off the edge. So 2 balls, no strikes. West Henderson leads 1-0 here in the top of the first. 2 outs and a runner on first. Brady Duval. I'm sure you can hear the West Henderson dugout. 3-0 now as he misses with a curveball. They're going to hoop and holler all night, as a lot of dugouts do. Catawba College he's going to. Catawba Valley, gotcha. Is the batter Grayson Payne. Fastball, strike on the outside edge. So 3-1 now. He was taken all the way there, it looked like. Brady Duval with the early RBI leads off first. As Grayson Payne at the plate. Landon Wright's pitch. Curveball misses. He draws a 5-pitch walk.
Stolen base.
Do they count that when they walk? I guess they do, don't they?
Well,
I don't know.
He was already
in motion, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I believe this is Carson McAllister, first baseman at the plate now. Again, 2 outs, two on now, first and second. Landon Wright, fastball high for ball one. I'd like to limit it to 1 run right here. But Brady Duval in scoring position. The next pitch is curveball. Misses a little low. 2-0 now. That was a strikeout pitch if there were two strikes, I promise you that. 2 outs. Here's a pitch. 2-0 pitch. Misses outside just a little. 3-0 now. And Boone Carver, the catcher, calls time. Heads to the mound for a little conference with Landon Wright. Trying to hold it to A one-run lead for West Henderson, which is nothing to get excited about at this point. Hey, we're brought to you tonight by First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. Open your personal or small business account today with convenience. You can find their locations, Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for 120 years. Here's a 3-0 pitch right down the middle, fastball. He's taken all the way. So 3-1 now to Carson McAllister, another big athletic kid, first baseman. 3-1 pitch right down the middle for strike two. Count goes full. And he'll do well. This will not be an earned run that Landon has given up. Here's the full count pitch. Fouled off to the right side. Runner's going, of course. We'll reset with the full count and two outs here in the top of the first. 1-0 West Henderson. Landon Wright comes set with a full count pitch. Runner's lead. Curveball, and it's ball four. Bases loaded now. He missed with the curve. It's a good call. I'm sure he was sitting on a fastball, but he was able to hold up. Now bases loaded with two outs.
Griffin Tillery, the shortstop, up to bat.
Right-handed batter. Brady Duval is on third now. He's the only lefty we've seen so far. First pitch, fastball, about letter high for a strike. Bases full of Falcons. Second pitch, another fastball, called strike in the same spot. Tillery turns around and asks the umpire where it exactly was located.
So, right down the middle.
0-2 quickly, the pitch, swinging a foul back into the screen. Hit the net right in front of Jack Webb's lovely wife, who's down there, as always, doing Pisgah photography. 0-2, pitch, curveball high. One ball, two strikes. Started out landing that curveball well, but he's missed the last three or four of them. 1-2 the count, bases loaded, two outs. West Henderson leads 1-0. Landon, here's the pitch. Fastball, looks like base hit, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. Mason Young misplayed it. One run scores. Another run comes in. They're just now getting it in. Not a good start. As three runs scored, I believe. Is that right?
Correct.
4-0, West Henderson. As Mason tried to come in and play it, instead of taking it on the hop, he tried to get all the way to it. It bounced under his glove and rolled nearly to the river.
Nearly to the river.
So there's four runs in the first inning. Pisgah's going to have to do some work to get back in this one. But they're not even. We're still on the top of the first. So,
well, the air hurt and yeah, a couple of walks.
Yeah, Brady Dozier to the plate now. First pitch is a swing and a miss. So that, I don't know if you score that a triple or an error. And
it's a single and
yeah,
two base error.
Second pitch is a curveball, misses high, so 1-1. So off to a rocky start, the Black Bears tonight. They've come behind several times. There's a fastball strike in that spot he's been able to hit every time so far, with that fastball kind of up in the zone and away. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, swing and a miss. He got him, and that'll do it. Out number three, finally, after two outs quickly. Kind of the wheels came off in the fielding aspect of everything. Hey, baseball means it's springtime. So for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley, one of her great staff, at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
Tough one.
Tough first inning, and you got a feel for Mason in right field. Mason Young, who's a good ball player, but had a rough inning there. I think he lost the first one in the sun, which allowed the leadoff hitter to get to third, and then Brady Duval knocked him in with a C&I single between short and third, and then – the ball that got away from him in right field again, went all the way to the, went right under the glove all the way to the wall. So that was, but the bases were loaded when that happened. So on the mound tonight for West Henderson will be Nathan Klepp, right-handed pitcher, not overly large pitcher. We'll see. We'll check his pitches here. He's got a bright green glove. Maddox Wright will be leading off. Scared me. I saw Braden go out there first, but he was handing a new batch of baseballs to the pitcher, or to the umpire.
Umpire, yeah.
Right-handed pitcher, looks like about average medium velocity on the fastball. Catcher, one hops at second. And we're about to be underway with the bottom half of the first inning. Let's see if the Bears can climb back into this one after giving up four runs in the top of the first.
Leading off for the Bears, number four, Maddox Wright.
So our left-handed batter, Maddox Wright, steps in. Since moving to the leadoff position, doing very well. First pitch is at the knees, called strike. Crowd oohs and ahs already. That one's the lowest strike we've seen so far. So 0-1. Here we get underway in the bottom half of the first, 4-0 West. Second pitch is hit, slow roller towards second. He's up with it, makes the throw, and Maddox is retired. One away. Here's Braden Surratt comes to the plate.
Now from the plate of the Bears, number 10, Braden Surratt.
Braden leading the team in RBIs by about two over Boone Carver. So I hear them talking about that quite often. First pitch is a curveball. Missed it. So ball one to Braden.
I'm sure Braden holds it over his head, too.
Oh, yeah. They yak about it. Boone's in our house quite often, so Braden and Boone talk about it quite often. One ball, no strikes, one out. There's fastball, misses outside, so 2-0. Braden hit the ball. He's hit the ball very well this season, also pretty good at drawing walks. We'll see if he can do something here. We need runners at this point. Landon Wright on deck. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Braden. Curveball in there for a strike. 2-1 now.
Gotta work, B.
Coach Shepard, both of them. See, Braden doesn't offer to get a hit till there's two strikes, so I don't like him flirting with it that. Here's a pitch fouled straight back to the screen, so 2-2 the count now. One away here in the bottom of the first. West Henderson leads Pisgah 4-0 after a rough start. 2-2 pitch. That one's fouled over our head, straight back. Count remains 2-2. Lineup shuffled just a bit tonight as Isaiah Mintz is out with a tweaked hamstring. 2-2 pitch, curveball far outside, so the count goes full.
Let's go, Dean.
Full count pitch. Here it comes in the dirt and outside for a walk. So our first base runner tonight is Braden Surratt, draws a walk. This will bring up Landon Wright, the pitcher tonight. Now the catcher Boone Carver on deck for the Bears. Let's see if they get anything going here. I don't know how much of a bunter Landon is. He's a strong kid, doesn't bump much. He's more of a power hitter, a lot of room in left if he could pull it. Nathan Klepp comes set from the stretch, smacked hard at the shortstop, but he's up with it. One out and two. Taylor made double play to end inning number one. Well, we'll send it back to Jack as the Bears strand one, and they trail West Henderson 4-0. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net. Back to you, Jack.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Doctors Without Borders is saving a life somewhere right now. In crisis areas around the world, Doctors Without Borders teams deliver medical care to people caught in conflicts, epidemics, and natural disasters. You make our work possible. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Play ball. We are back live in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here at the Wells Complex. Pisgah baseball and a rough first inning for the Bears as they trail West Henderson 4-0. And good to have you, Tim Sir, here with Jack Webb, Jack Cuette back at the station. We're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson Ford, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Mike's Heating and Air, WPTL, Forga Contracting, Champion Credit Union, and Custom Paving. The number 9 hitter will lead it off for West Henderson.
That is Grayson Davis.
Second baseman, I believe, was on the receiving end of a nice feed from the shortstop to end that with a perfect double play. Landon Wright now back out on the mound for inning number 2. First pitch is a fastball. Just misses outside. Just missed.
Davis at the plate. Back to the top of the order. Mm-hmm. Jackson Step and Josh Null.
There's a curveball that absolutely buckled his knees. He actually bent backwards out of the way. Is it? Started inside and broke over the plate for a strike. 1-1, the pitch. Fastball right on the outside edge and too far on the outside edge. 2-1 now as we start the top of the second. There's one that's down there at the knees for a strike. Called strike. 2-2 now. To the number 9 hitter, second baseman Grayson Davis for West Henderson. Landon with a 2-2 pitch. Fastball headed towards Braden Surratt. And it right between his legs. First error of the year for Braden. And fielding wheels have fell off here in Canton. As he taps his chest like, my bad. We can't be giving them extra base runners. Back to the top of the order, Jackson Stepp, who hit the ball into right field and got on third after an error. And so that's the first error of the year for Braden. Healthy lead off first. Shows bunt, pulls it back. Here's the play at second as the runner steals, and the throw is a little bit late. So he is on second now, scoring position with nobody else. Ball one was the call, so it's 1-0 as this runner leads off second. Next pitch is curveball right down the middle, strike. 1-1. Braden still tapping his chest out there saying, my bad. Not an easy play, but one he should have made. There's a fastball hammered foul off to the right. High and deep, but foul. One ball, two strikes now to Jackson Stepp, the leadoff hitter. If things are going well, you don't see the leadoff hitter until the third inning. But here he is up with nobody out in the top of the second. Runner leads off second. Pitch is a curveball, just misses. Ooh, outside. Two balls and two strikes now.
Landon wanted that one.
Yeah, that was a good pitch. Just off the outside edge. 2-2 the count. Nobody out. There's a fastball. Misses outside. Full count now. Just missed outside. Full count. Nobody out. 4-0 West. They need to hold it right here. Here we go. The pitch is nowhere near it. Misses with that curveball again. So now first and second, this is starting to look like deja vu all over again, as a famous baseball man once said. Nobody out and runners at first and second here in the top of the second. We're giving them a lot of extra bases so far tonight. Josh Null to the plate now.
Struck out in the first inning.
He looks to be like the smallest player they've got. Right fielder. Oh, God, he just got nailed, too, right in the collarbone. So now bases are loaded again and nobody out. Into the heart of the order we go. Center fielder Isaac Leatham up now. So bases loaded and nobody out. Harold Shepard now, I assumed he might do this. Calls time and striding out to the mound for a conversation with Landon. Let me invite you every Monday and Wednesday night, Papertown Roots Radio. I host bluegrass, classic country, and gospel music on WPTL right here where you're listening now. From 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, you can come hang out with me and about 47,000 of my best friends. Bluegrass music, again, a lot of that, classic country, a lot of gospel music. And you can also join me live, Papertown Roots Radio on Facebook. I talk to my listeners while we're on there. Again, every Monday and Wednesday night, 7 to 10 for great music. So we're resetting now, trying to kind of gather ourselves. Bases loaded, nobody out. West already out to a 4-0 lead. As it's been all fielding errors so far for the Bears, and that's the first time this year that's happened. Fastball, strike called.
Infield in.
Yes, sir. Double play would be wonderful here. The next pitch is a fastball. Oh, just misses outside. One and one, the count. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Oh, there's a throw back to third.
He got him by a mile.
Great throw by Boone Carver. And the tag applied by Maddox Wright.
Wow.
Great play by Boone Carver. And a good play by Maddox to get to the base to make the tag out. So that takes away the third base runner and the first out of the inning. Curveball right there. I thought that was strike three. They better check that again.
Strike three!
He's saying it's one and two. I think that was strike three. But anyway, it's two and two now, according to the scoreboard. There's a fastball swing and a miss. There's strike four.
And the second one for Leatham.
Now here again, Brady Duvall back in. They're trying to get left field pulled over as he is a left-handed batter, but with Landon's speed, it could easily you don't know where it's going. Brady Duvall, again, looks like a major league player. Excellent player. There's a fake back to the runner on second, but no throw. Two outs now. Runner still at first and second. There's a curveball, misses high. Grayson Payne on deck. Landon, I don't know what he wanted there. But he calls Boone back out to the mound, and they're discussing the whatever it was that happened or didn't happen. So two big outs there right there. The great throw from Boone Carver to Maddox Wright to tag the runner at third. He had no chance of getting back. He had crept way down the third baseline. Boone with a snap throw and just nailed him. And then the strikeout on Leatham to get us two outs. And hopefully get out of this inning. This would be enormous to get out of this inning without giving up a run. But Brady Duvall's already got one RBI tonight. The pitch, fastball right down the middle. One and one to count, two away. West Henderson leads 4-0 here in the top half of the second. Here's a throw back to second. Oh. Almost had a play there. They had a cool play on. Zach was faking or acting like he was going to slip in behind him, and then while he was looking at Zach, Braden slipped in from the other side. But he did get back just safely. Now, 1-1 count, two away, fastball, strike called on the inside corner to the left-handed hitting Duval. 1-1, two strikes. Let's see what they dial up here on the old pitch comm.
Fastball.
We'll see. They're having communications problems, it seems like, between Landon and Boone. Looks to me like he asked for new signal. 1-1, two strikes, two out, two on. Pop up into the infield. Somebody's coming in. Maddox calls it, makes the play, and that'll do it. So two good plays by Maddox Wright as he takes the infield high fly ball. That'll do it. So they strand three runners in the top of the second, does West Henderson, and the lead remains 4-0 over Pisgah. Whew. Too much action going on in these innings. Now, let me remind you, at the end of tonight's game, we'll be presenting the A1 Storage Player of the Game. And A1 Storage reminds you it's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. We are live up here in the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Reminds you that all base hits, home runs, will be sponsored this evening and all season long by Custom Paving, our friends that do a good job. Well, Jack, we need the Bears to get some base runners and get this thing going.
Well, Boone can start us.
Cleanup hitter Boone Carver, our catcher, who made that excellent throw to third base to get that first important out of the inning. He comes to the plate now. He'll be followed by Zane Wilson, the left fielder, and then Zach Wester, who's hit the ball hard numerous times this year. First pitch is a curveball and lands in there for a strike. Boone taking his time, kicking dirt around. Now he steps in. There's no pitch counts or batting counts in high school baseball. Next pitch is in the dirt all the way to the backstop. Shame we didn't have somebody.
Yeah, we'd love to.
On second there somewhere.
He just slid into second.
Yeah, easily. 1-1, one strike, nobody out as we start bottom half of the second. Next pitch is a curveball. Boom, with a big swing and a miss. He was way out in front of that. Now 1-1, two strikes to the right-handed batting catcher for the Bears. Having an excellent year to plate so far and everywhere else. 1-2 pitch. Show he went. There's no way he held up. They're going to check. And I think he did go. He tried to check his swing. An appeal was made to the outfield ump. Boy, remind me to tell you about the appeal made to the outfield ump in Franklin the other
night. Friday night.
Yeah, this past week. Oh, it's what started some of the festivities. Zane Wilson steps in. First pitch just misses outside on a curveball. West Henderson pitcher Nathan Klepp back on the mound. There's a fastball fouled off to the right side. 1-1, one strike as it rattles off the press box. Hope it didn't take out a Stevenson. Next pitch is a fastball, misses outside. 2-1, one strike. One out here in the bottom half of the second. Pisgah trails by 4. There's another foul ball, just barely got a piece of it off to the right. If you were a billiards player, you'd say that had a lot of English on it.
Correct.
Even count now, 2-2. Again, one away here. Base is empty. The pitch, fastball high. Just missed with that one a little bit high. The count goes full to Zane Wilson, who's hit the ball very well this year. Fastball foul straight back to the screen. Fastball was a little high, but too close to take. Full count pitch now from Clip. Hammered a mile high. Shallow center. Second baseman drifts back and makes the play. For out number two of the inning. Zach Wester, the shortstop tonight, heads to the plate with two outs, nobody on. And again, Pisgah trails West Henderson 4-0 as we had a rough fielding first inning and not a great fielding second inning.
Correct, yeah. Luckily, we got out of the second.
Yeah. First pitch to Zach is a curveball. He swings and misses over the top. Klepp is not overpowering but got good movement. Zach calls timeout, backs out of the box. Not overpowering speed or anything. He just places the ball well, and his curveball, they've swung over it numerous times so far. 0-1 pitch. Another curveball. Zach able to check his swing this time. Klepp's ready to go. He's working quickly. Here's a pitch. That's hammered right at the first baseman. And fair into the right field corner. Zach will have to hold at first with a hard single, but they had him played shaded that direction to the right field wall there into the corner, and a quick shot back in by the right fielder to hold him at first.
Mason Young.
So Mason Young comes to the plate, our right fielder, and I know this kid wants to do some damage and get some runs back, as he had a rough go in the first inning. So two outs here. The first pitch is in the dirt. If you were going to go, that would have been a good one to go on, as the catcher, Dozier, corralled it and popped up, but Zach was not going. Zach Wester, after that single, leads off first. Klepp comes set. 1-0 pitch from the stretch is fouled off to the right and out of play. So 1-1 now. Coach Shepard calls timeout, comes in from the third base coaching box and has a word with Mason Young, the batter. Typical spring baseball weather tonight. 57 degrees now. It does not feel like it. So the count even at 1-1, two outs now, and a base runner. Oh, there's a good bunt, but he bunts it hard. Grayson Payne up with it. Makes a great play to get him out. Very, very bang, bang, close play.
Very close.
At first, but Grayson Payne with a – he's a fine baseball player and has been all of his life. Made a great play. And nothing doing for the Bears. They leave one on. And that'll do it for the second inning. We'll send it back to Brother Jack Cuad in the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net, the voice of the Bears.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Play ball. Back in the Wells Complex in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box as we start the third inning tonight, as Pisgah trails West Henderson 4-0.
Up to bat is Grayson Payne, the third baseman.
First.
Followed by Carson McAllister and Griffin Tillery.
First pitch of ball to Grayson Payne, who made the really good play at third to end that inning. Fastball on the outside edge for a strike. 1-1 the count. Landon's pitched very well. It's just
he has.
Not had a good help tonight. Curveball, strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. One ball, two strikes now to Grayson Payne. The pitch, fastball, chopped, goes down over the pitcher, Maddox right. Oh, makes a poor throw. Pulled Owen off the base. Should have been an out, but another. I don't think he got the tag applied. Owen Rigsby made an athletic play trying to tag the runner as he went by, but unable to get him. So once again,
base runner on for the Falcons.
Base runner on, the leadoff runner every inning so far. And all three of them due to errors, as I think. McAllister to the plate. The first baseman for West Henderson. There's a strike to even the count, 1-1. So nobody out, runner on first. West leads 4-0 here in the top half of the third inning. Pisgah having an uncharacteristic off night. There's a pitch. Sky high but foul off to the right side. 1-2. We're getting a lot of two-strike counts, but just haven't been able to complete many of the plays. So we'll do it again, 1-2. Payne with a lead off first. Landing right on the mound still for the Bears. Oh, just missed on the outside edge. That could have been strike three easily, but 2-2. Pitch, curveball, got him. Strike three. Payne takes second with no throw. So that was a nice, nice curveball to get McAllister. Tillery now?
Tillery, yeah.
Shortstop Griffin Tillery, who had the hit that did all the damage, as I recall, in the first inning. Bases loaded. Hit the ball in the right field corner. Scored three. So now, one away, Grayson Payne leads off second. Curveball for a strike. I'm going to call it for him. Beautiful curveball. 0-1 to Griffin Tillery. Landing from the stretch. Fastball high and foul off again to the right side. When he cuts loose the fastball, it's going to be foul to the right.
Correct.
As he is a high-velocity pitcher. Curveball good this inning thus far. So it's 0-2 now with one out. And again, Grayson Payne on second. Fastball hit into right. On the way, foul. Mason Young gave chase to it, and it hit just foul. Hit a long way. He was not going to get to it, but it was a foul ball. Long strike. Count remains 0-2. Yeah, 4 feet to the left, and that would have been a problem. Certainly would have moved the runner to third. Another 0-2 pitch. Curveball he does not offer, and it's outside. 1-2. One out. West leading Pisgah 4-0 here in the top of the third inning. The pitch in the dirt with a curveball. Count even 2-2. Landon Wright again from the stretch. Pitch, fastball, strike three called. So another strikeout for Landon. Two outs now. That'll bring the catcher, Brady Dozier, I believe.
That's six strikeouts.
Six strikeouts. There's no way we should be down 4-0. The catcher at the plate. Here's his first pitch. Misses just fractionally. Is that a word? Outside.
Fractionally.
Fractionally.
Half a fraction.
Decimal of a fraction. Regardless, it's ball one. 1-0, the pitch. Curveball. Strike. It started high and just 12-6 right to the middle of the plate. Count even at 1-1. Grayson Payne at second for West Henderson. There's two outs. There's another curveball. Same result. Strike two to the West Henderson catcher, who appears to be about 5 foot square. he is a stump, man. Fastball, but misses outside. Count even 2-2. Well, he put the juice on that one. Coming hard, but it missed just a little off the outer edge. Trying to get Dozier to chase. Count even, 2-2. Runner on second, two outs. Landon Wright, the pitch. Right on the corner. No, he called it strike three. That's it. Boy, took a while calling that one. So he strikes out the side, and no more harm done. And that'll do it for West Henderson in the top half of the third. Today's game, as always, sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Paper Town Roots Radio. Tim Sir here with Jack Webb, Jack Kulak back at the station. Glad to have you tonight. Our Bears in a little bit of a hole that they've dug for themselves.
Got plenty of time to come back.
Oh, yeah. Top half of the third was a better inning. And West Henderson leads 4-0. Got Owen Rigsby leading off, it looks like. Nathan Klepp on the mound for West Henderson. Again, not an overpowering pitcher by any means, but he's done a good job so far.
Yes.
No runs allowed, one hit.
So up to bat for the Bears is going to be Owen Rigsby, followed by Jackson Lehman, and back to the top of the order to Maddox Wright.
Well, I tell you what, we've had pretty consistent hitting in the last few weeks all through the order, so no drop-off by any stretch of the imagination. Owen Rigsby just missed a home run the other night by 2 feet, hit the wall. I mean, dead straightaway center.
Here or there?
There. No, it was here. I'm sorry. It was here.
Leading off for the Bears, number 18.
So here we go with the bottom half of the third. Owen Rigsby, Pisgah first baseman, leading off the home half of the third. First pitch is a fastball inside and a little bit high. So ball one.
A lot of room down the left field line.
There's a strike on the outside edge of the plate, 1-1. Owen has good power. Boy, if he could pull one. And there is good room and left. There's a fastball. There he goes. No, he's going to get to it.
Right at him.
Yeah. Duvall took about three steps and made the play.
The Adam ball.
Well hit. Well hit.
Now we're going to play for the Bears. Number six, Jackson Lehman.
So the center fielder for tonight, Jackson Lehman, who normally plays right field. There's a bunt right down third baseline, and it goes foul. Grayson Payne, I thought he was going to scoop it up and try to throw him out, but he wisely let it go foul. Excellent bunt, just trying to get anything to happen. Well, what's going on? Oh, here he comes. I thought, where did Jackson go? He was lobbying for a a bunt single. Grayson Payne, who's been playing baseball from birth, knew what was happening there. He wasn't going to get him anyway, so he let it go, and it went foul. So 0-1. Fastball down the middle for called strike two. And again, this kid's not, you know, not, doesn't have overwhelming velocity, but it's just getting there. 0-2 pitch outside, ball one. So one ball, two strikes. Bang, there's a shot into right field if it gets down. Nope, it got down but foul. Sliding, diving attempt by the right fielder. He hit the ball well, did Jackson. He's worn out from running the first twice. And again, Maddox Wright on deck. One away here. 4-0 West Henderson. Jackson back in. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, one out. Still plenty of room in left field as Duvall is playing far towards center left, and there's a foul ball. I thought he might get it that direction, but he fouled it off over the backstop and over the Pisgah fans. So we do it again. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom half of the third. Jackson hits this one right up the middle. Shortstop's got a chance up with it. No, the catcher, first baseman, rather, couldn't make the play on a bouncing throw. It's going to be close anyway, as Jackson's probably the fastest player on the team. So, with one out, Maddox Wright comes to the plate with a chance to chip away.
And that base hit is sponsored by Custom Paving.
Proud to have them. Some more Pisgah broadcasters in my view tonight: Mike Lovelace, Kevin Lowry, who you've heard on basketball and softball. So Maddox Wright, left-handed batter, steps in with one away and one on. Klepp still on the mound for, and there's a base hit, a sharply hit, right over second base. He bobbles the ball, but there's no way for him to go anywhere. Lehman had to, it was hit so hard that it got the center fielder so fast that all Jackson Lehman could do was step on second and hang out.
And that's another sponsored base hit, sponsored by Custom Paving.
So the first real jam for Nathan Klepp. Braden Surrett steps in, the team's RBI leader.
You going to talk that?
I'm going to say it till it's not true anymore.
That's right. Might as well.
I've heard of Daddy Ball, that this is Daddy broadcasting.
That's right.
So two on, one out. Braden with a bunt, but foul. Boy, it was going to be a good one, too. He has bunted so much over his career. Senior second baseman, who I love telling people, Jack, that he's been recruited by North Carolina State football.
For as an athletic
trainer and equipment.
There you go. Why? Well, great, man. That's great.
That's exactly what he wanted to do. He's wanting to go into the statistics. I can't say that word even. Statistics and data analysis for sports. Runner still on first and second. 0-1 count to Braden Surrett. One out. 4-0. Pisgah trails. He bunts this one foul into the dugout of West Henderson. So now he's in the hole 0-2. He's usually so adept at bunting that they bunt him a lot, but he's had some excellent hits this year. Had the big double. You were calling that game
one, yeah,
against Smoky Mountain the other
correct,
night?
Correct, yeah. End of the game.
Yeah, ended the game, a walk-off. Oh and two. Runners at first and second with one out. Braden Surrett at the plate. Klepp looks back, throws a fastball. Strike three. He took it. Called strike. Dadgummit, that was too close to take. So two outs now. Landon Wright comes to the plate trying to help his own cause.
13, Landon Wright.
I don't know if he's expecting that curveball or what, but he never offered at all. So we don't want to strand these runners. But there's two outs now. First pitch, swing and a miss at that curveball. He's headed to third, steals it easily. So now we have first and third. As Lehman is quick, man. He is quick.
He is.
In for a head first slide. So still now, first and third, but two outs as the Bears trail 4-0. Landon trying to help his own cause. That may get through.
Yep.
It does. Base hit. One run scores. The runner will have to hold that second. The third baseman was trying to hold Jackson on at third, and it just went past his outstretched glove back towards short. So 4-1 now. Boone Carver comes up with two on with a chance to get. I mean, he's got home run power. We know that. We'd take a double at this point. So 4-1 now with that RBI shot from Landon Wright to help his own cause.
And that base hit was sponsored by Custom Paving.
Custom Paving. Oh, first pitch in the dirt. Good job by West Henderson catcher Dozier to knock it down. As Maddox Wright was looking closely to see if it was going to get away from him. Maddox with the leadoff second. And there's a throw back to second. He's back in, though. Second baseman went creeping towards the bag. Maddox is also with excellent speed. Two of our fastest players have been on base in this inning here in the bottom half of the third. Boone calls time, steps out. One ball, no strikes to Boone Carver. Two outs and two on. 4-1 West over Pisgah, but Pisgah making a little noise here in the third. There's a pitch. Boone holds up off the curveball. So it's 2-0 now. 54 degrees here by the river in Canton. First and second. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's a strike. Again, it's you have to call it a fastball. I don't think it was the changeup, the new changeup they throw, but it's not very high velocity, but it's accurate. So 2-1 now. Two outs, two on. Pisgah trying to creep back. There's a pitch. I almost called it a strike. It was just off the outside corner. 3-1 now. He didn't miss by much with that one. So 3-1 now. Hitters count. See if he comes back with that curveball. With oh, there's a throw back. Don't you call him out. Maddox in on his belly. A lot closer play this time. It was very close. So Boone steps back in. 3-1 count. Clip from the stretch. That gives Maddox a look at second. Second baseman creeps back in and then back out. Maddox hits a hard ball to can he catch this one?
No!
He cannot. It went over the right fielder's head. One run scores. And we'll have second, third with Boone with a double. Attaboy Boone Carver. Cuts the lead in half. 4-2 now, West over Pisgah. And runners remain at first and second with Zane Wilson coming to the plate. Boone hit that one into the right center gap. I thought the right fielder might run it down, but it was just too far over his head. He just threw a glove up at it. Now the West Henderson coach comes out of the dugout to speak with his pitcher.
And that double was sponsored by Custom Paving. I like this.
I like saying their name a lot. I like saying Custom Paving a lot. So, again, a conference on the mound with West Henderson coach and his pitcher and catcher. Fine shot by Boone Carver. About 6 or 8 more feet and he'd have cleared the bases with a home run, but we'll take what we've got. Still two outs, but Pisgah now down just 4-2 as they're starting to get to the West High pitcher Clip just a little bit. Zane steps in, Zane Wilson, left fielder, having an excellent year so far. The West High pitcher calls timeout and wants to have a word with his catcher. Zane and his family moved here from Ohio, and we know a lot of his relatives, the Holloways.
Yeah.
So he's enjoying being here. He's at my house with a bunch the other night. Excellent kid. Like to see him bust one here with runners second and third. First pitch is a fastball, misses outside. One ball, no strikes. I don't know what the catcher was pointing at there. Not sure. We don't have ABS challenges like the Major League does now. I don't think that's what he's doing anyway. But it's 1-0 now. Second, third, two outs. Pisgah trailing 4-2, but finally getting some movement. There's a curveball able to check his swing. So 2-0 now. Excellent curveball. And here's another conference. I don't know if they're stalling to get somebody up in the bullpen. I don't know. The umpire goes out and breaks it up immediately and tells him no more of that. I think that's the plan. I see somebody throwing in the West Henderson bullpen, so I think they're just trying to get somebody warmed up. Clip giving up two runs, but all in all, a solid job on the mound for West Henderson. So here's the 2-0 pitch. Two outs, runners second and third. The pitch, fastball, high. When he misses, he doesn't miss wildly by any stretch. I think we've only had one pass ball tonight. But 3-0 now to Zane Wilson. See if he's given the green light. Fastball, four-pitch walk. So base is loaded now. And Zach Wester, who had a sharply hit single to right field in the second inning, will come up now. Zach playing short tonight. I tell you, it's fun to watch Zach Wester get a ground ball at second or third because he's got that 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Man.
I guarantee you Owen Rigsby's over there going, oh, no.
That's right.
Because it's something to see. He steps in with two outs and runners at second and third. West Henderson, I think, clearly in warm-up-the-new-pitcher mode as they're stepping off and calling time. First pitch to Zach, swinging a miss over that good curveball. 0-1 now. Landon on third. Boone Carver at second. Two outs. Now we're starting the Pisgah dugout, starting that chirp. Pitch in the dirt. Nice block by Dozier. Landon Wright with good speed at third for his size. And Boone, deceptively fast. He's stolen a few bases this year.
Correct.
1-1 to count. Two outs, two on, second and third. Zach Wester, as they are taking forever now. Fastball misses again. 2-1. We need a pitch clock.
Bases loaded.
Yep. You're right. Bases loaded. I don't know what I was saying.
Had to correct you.
I appreciate it. That is your job. Part of it.
And hopes, too.
2-1. Swing and a miss over the top of that one now. Count even at 2-2. Boy, a base hit here would be stunning. It could tie the game.
Or more.
Yeah. He's had fence power this year. He just missed one the other night. The 2-2 pitch, two out, bases loaded. Pisgah trying to tie this game up with one swing, and there it is. There it is, through the gap. One run scores. Probably going to be a play. Nope, he's going to make it. No play at the plate. Game is tied. Zach Wester. Beautiful job. Shot that one through over second base. I thought we might have a play at the plate, but they never offered to get it into the plate.
With the runners running.
Yeah, they were on the way. So the game is tied. 4-0 deficit erased, Jack. I'm so happy. Another big conference on the mound. The umpires, looks like he's about had enough of this. He's got hands on the hips and headed towards the mound. He has had it with this. You can tell by the way he's walking because they are in major stall mode. He is in the catcher's face. Serious. If this was football, we'd throw the delay of game flag.
That's correct.
Be a 5-yard penalty, and the runner takes his base. And that's why I don't call football.
Mason Young up to bat.
Mason Young feels a whole lot better about himself. Or happier, I should say. He's an excellent player. First pitch, swinging a miss at that deadly curveball. The fastball, he seems to have lost a little velocity and maybe a little control, but the curveball's still giving him a fit. 0-1. Runners at first and second. A lot of two-out damage for the Bears to tie this game. Runners lead off at first and second. Clip. There's a curveball again. It gets away. Runners will advance. Pass ball,
yep.
Yeah. Curveball again. It got away from Dozier. So now second and third, two outs. That's a lot of two-out stuff going on for the Bears this inning. Zach Wester with his second hit of the night. And, of course, an all-conference pitcher. I'd love to see Mason get one through here. There it is, but right at the short. And it goes down. He'll never get him. One run scores. Get back. They're going to try to get him at home, and they cannot. Two run score. He's going to be out at second. The two run score. 6-4, Pisgah. Not a bad job by Mason Young. The shortstop bobbled the ball, and Mason with excellent speed. There was not even a throw at first, so two runs came in. Pisgah takes a 6-4 lead, and that'll do it for the third inning. There was a lot going on there. Six innings for the Bears. Whew, we'll gather ourselves, send it back to Jack at the station. And you're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Play ball. We're coming to you live from the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Baseball. Just scored six runs in the third inning to lead the Falcons 6-4. And we're going to the top of the fourth inning. Grayson Davis, the ninth batter. And then top of the order, back to Jackson Stepp and Josh Null. Landon Wright with the pitch. Fastball, high. 1-0 count. Landed with the pitch. Curveball a little bit high. 2-0 count. Landed with the next pitch. Fastball right down the middle. 2-1 count. Landon with a high fastball. 3-0 count. 3-1 count. Next pitch on the way. Landon, curveball right down the middle. Next pitch on the way. Another curveball on the outside corner. A strikeout for Landon Wright.
That curveball was beautiful.
He's got. Let me count.
Is that seven or eight?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 strikeouts for Landon Wright. Bears leading 6-4 now. Top of the order for West Henderson. First pitch is that curveball again. Strike on the inside corner this time. Jackson Stepp, I believe, is the DH for West Henderson. There's a fastball just missed outside. It looked like it, after those curveballs, it looked like it was 140 miles an hour.
Stepp had a single in the first inning and a walk in the second inning.
We need to get him out. And there's a strike with that curveball again on the lower outer edge.
That's a lot to say to him.
I know. One ball, two strikes. One out already here in the top of the fourth. Pisgah leading 6-4. Stepp calls timeout and backs out. Taps his chest like sorry. Landon really in a groove right now. the pitch high and a little bit inside with that curveball, so 2-2 now. Following the old rule, never throw a strike on an 0-2 count, right? 2-2. One out here. Misses outside, full count now. Boone steps out of away from the batter's box for second. Now back in. The catcher did some damage in the previous half inning. Here's the full count pitch. Oh, Boone was about to throw it around, but it's called high for a ball, so that's a leadoff walk to continue the West Henderson tradition of, well, no, he's not wasn't the leadoff, but he did. We've had base runners in every inning so far. Right fielder Josh Null comes to the plate now.
He struck out and hit. He was hit with.
Yeah.
Hit batter.
Yeah.
In the second inning.
First pitch is a fastball high and inside, which I'm sure he did not enjoy after he got hit a minute ago, but he got hit with a curveball or he wouldn't be here.
That's right.
1-0 count. Runner on first. One out. Pisgah leads 6-4. Top of the fourth. There's a fastball high. Again, he misses. Zach Wester having a big night at the plate. There's a curveball. Strike. 2-1.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. So runner on first. Average lead. Here's the pitch. Curveball again. He goes. Boone throws. He got him. No, he called him safe. He called him safe. I thought he had him. I saw Boone pop, and I thought, man. Zach Wester walked up to him and shook his hand, the base runner. But again, most of these boys know each other. So a stolen base there. 3-1 count now. One away and one on second now. There's that curveball. He didn't go for it, so there's a walk. Two walks now. But the good news is it sets up a double play. Six to four, Pisgah leads here in the top half of the fourth, with now runners on first and second. Lethem back to the plate.
He struck out twice.
Good, let's make it three. He squares the bunt. He throws a curveball in the dirt, but he tried to bunt it, so strike one. That's a good pitch if you know they're going to bunt. Because he could not reach it. Let's see if he strikes out the rest of them to get out of this. 0-1. Landon throws. Fastball. He could not catch up with it. Strike two. Letter high fastball. Had the mojo on it.
Lots of it.
0-2 now. Runners on first and second. Nobody really moving in behind them or anything. Maddox takes one step. Landon looks. Curveball. Foul back to the screen. He just barely got a piece of it. Just a desperation swat at that pitch. Count remains 0-2. Pisgah leads 6-4 after that big third inning. Runners lead off from first and second. Fastball. Swing and a miss. A high fastball. Got him. Slams his bat into the ground. Does Lethem. And now Brady Duval, who's just been dangerous forever for West Henderson.
Had a single in the first inning. Flew out to third.
Yeah.
In the second.
Yeah, hit that big high pop fly that Maddox came in and called. Left-handed batter. Singled in the first run of the game for West Henderson. Now here he is up again in the top half of the fourth with two on. From the stretch, curveball, just misses low. If you're going to miss with a curveball, that's a good place to miss. Especially to a... There's a fastball low. Brady Duval is going to This tell you how these kids know one another. Boone Carver, our catcher, is going to be roommates with Brady Duval from West Henderson at college. There's a curveball for a strike. Beautiful curveball. So now, 2-1.
They're going to Guilford?
Yeah.
Guilford.
As is Maddox.
Maddox.
We're going to have a good team. 2-1 now. Two outs after that strikeout. The runner bluffs to run at first. I don't know where he's going to go. There's a ball in the dirt. Great save by Boone Carver. 3-1 now. Say hey to my buddy Kevin Thomason listening in from Colorado Springs, Colorado tonight. There's a curveball for a strike. They cannot do a thing with that. Full count now. I love the courage to throw that curveball on a 3-1 count. Two away now. Runners leading off first and second. Brady Duval at the plate. Full count pitch. Here's one chopped right back to Landon Underhand to first. And that does it for the West Henderson half of the fourth inning. Great job by Landon. He chopped that ball high and he was able to corral it. Hey, come hang out with me tomorrow night and every Monday and Wednesday night for Papertown Roots Radio. I'll give you 3 hours of absolutely wonderful bluegrass, classic country, gospel music. Have a lot of fun every Monday and Wednesday night. I think Carter Ball will show up and be with me, my nephew, who is hysterical. And you never know who will show up. Jack Webb makes an appearance now and again. Come hang out. I promise you won't get a diet of music like we put out for you anywhere else on the radio, whether it's your local radio or streaming. You won't get anything like it. It's old and new bluegrass and a healthy diet of Haywood County's own Balsam Range. Papertown Roots Radio every Monday and Wednesday night, 7 to 10.
New pitcher for West is Patrick Alton.
Patrick Alton.
Alton.
Yep, Alton. Alton is, that's right. He's a big right-hander, slim but tall. Things a lot brighter in Canton now after that third inning. Owen Rigsby on deck circle, who will be leading off.
It's going to be Owen, then Jackson, and Maddox, top of the order.
I think this is the way we started off the last inning, wasn't it?
Correct.
Let's see if we can duplicate that. So Alton on the pitch.
Number 18, Owen Rigsby.
Facing Big O, Owen Rigsby, the first baseman for the Bears. Steps in with a 6-4 lead for Pisgah. Big inning to start the game for West. They got 4 runs in the first, and then Pisgah answered with 6 in the third. First pitch is a fastball for a strike. Looks like he throws the same velocity as the last pitcher. But, you know, that was the first pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1. Interesting delivery. Misses outside on that one. It's kind of a push delivery. 1-1 to count. Nobody on, nobody out as we start the bottom half of the fourth with Pisgah leading 6-4. Again, Owen Rigsby, first baseman, leading off. Pitcher taking his time, so Owen calls time, steps out of the box. Nobody up in the West Henderson bullpen at this time. Nor the Bears bullpen, for that matter. 1-1 to count. The Big O. Family tradition of good ball players there for the Rigsby's. Next pitch, called strike, low on the outside corner. 1-2. This, if they'll swing the bats, I think they can hit this young man. We haven't seen a curveball yet, but this may be the time for it. 1-2. Alton taking a month to throw the ball. Now he throws it, and it's in the dirt and outside. Hello? Counting even, 2-2. Nice jacket weather night here in Canton. Two and two now to Owen. Alton throws. It's high. Count goes full. More base runners would be lovely. Jackson Lehman on deck, whose speed really got things going in the bottom of the third inning. The full count pitch from Alton. Fastball hit a mile high on the infield. Oh, they're running in from every direction. And a first baseman makes the play. And a nice play. That's Carson McAllister, who retires Owen Rigsby. One away here in the bottom half of the fourth. Jackson Lehman. As all the boys do, draws a cross in the batter's box dirt.
Had a single in the third and a run scored.
Yeah, it was a bunt single, wasn't it? I believe. He steps in with one out, nobody on. Pisgah with that 6-4 lead. First pitch, hit towards short. He's fast as lightning, and he bobbles it. He'll never get him. And he does not. It was bobbled by the shortstop. He threw it anyway, and Jackson made it safely, and then it was bobbled by the first baseman. So we call that an infield hit.
E6.
Jack, dadgummit.
I'll get it to them when they need it.
Well, that E6 sponsored by Custom Paving.
That's right.
Maddox Wright, top of the order, steps in, left-handed batter. I talk so loud with headphones on, the crowd can probably hear me calling the game. He steps in with that runner on first. First pitch, drilled into the right center gap, goes all the way to the wall. He's up with it, makes a throw. He holds him at third. That's a double. Coach Shepard watching closely, but they made a good relay in. Nice shot by Maddox Wright, who has turned into a different ball player since being put in the leadoff role. A different ball player. That brings Braden Surratt to the plate, who desperately wants to do something tonight after he struck out looking the last time.
That double was sponsored by Custom Paving.
So Braden Surratt up. See where the third baseman played. Braden, they don't call the bunt when Braden's at bat. He said he looks at the third baseman and the first baseman.
Oh, yeah.
First baseman creeps in on the grass, and so does the third baseman. As the boys have all played together, they know he's... Boy, there's a mile of free grass in left field if he can get it there. First pitch in the dirt. Nice block again by Dozier, the catcher. Brady Dozier for West Henderson. So one ball, no strikes, one out, and runners on second and third after that beautiful double to the right center gap from Maddox Wright. Maddox dancing out there. You can hear the music. They give him a little rhythm out of the dugout. Here's the pitch to Brayden. High. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Lehman at third. Maddox Wright leads off second with a good lead. 2-0 to Braden Surratt. Alton looks back at Maddox. Comes to the plate. Braden with a swing and a miss.
Hey, let's go, B.
2-1 now to Braden Surratt. I don't know. Boone had a big hit there. They may be tied in RBIs now. Son Maddox kicks up some dust leading off second. Braden calls time and backs out as Alton was looking at both runners.
You're back.
Alton comes in relief of Klepp, the starting pitcher, Nathan Klepp, who kind of imploded along with the field there. He pitched well up to that point. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Man, he takes his time. Here it is. Oh, he's going to call strike. He couldn't hold up on it. So now he's even count 2-2.
Let's go, Ted. Good job here, Ted.
Braden started off red hot this year. Cooled off a little bit. A base hit here would do a lot for him. Outfielder shaded more normally now. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikes out for the second time. Having a rough night. That'd be two outs now with runners still in scoring position, second, third. Landon Wright, who helped his own cause with an RBI earlier this evening.
Third inning, yes.
Part of that big six-run third. Base hit here. Score two more. Pisgah holding on to a 6-4 lead. Here in the bottom half of the fourth. They were able to finally get to the starting pitcher for West and get him out of the game. Maddox dancing away again from second. Oh, there's a beautiful curveball for a strike. 0-1 now to Landon Wright, Pisgah pitcher, and sometimes third baseman when he's not pitching. 0-1, two away, two on. There's a pitch in the dirt with a curveball. Very slow kind of a pitching style for Alton. He takes his time on the mound. Count even, 1-1. Runners still at second and third. Two outs. Here's the pitch from Alton. Swing and a miss with a high fastball. That one had a little more zip on it. One ball, two strikes now. Well, they'd love to get something across. There's something about three runs that seems so much better than two. I don't know why that is, but. So one ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Did he call it?
No, ball.
He
did not.
Alton was headed for the dugout. Just a little off the outside edge, I guess. Yeah, he says it was. West crowd not overly happy with that call, but the count evens to Landon Wright. Well, that was a close one to take, I'll tell you that. 2-2, two outs, two on. The pitch. Curveball hammered towards third. Big chop. He could tag him, but he throws to first, and they make the play. Nice scoop by McAllister at first. So that'll do it for the fourth inning. Pisgah strands a couple there at the end, but they Boy, I'd love to have got that one across. 6-4, Pisgah remains in the lead over West Henderson. We'll send it back to the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
I don't know who to believe.
Me neither.
Like, what does transgender mean?
And defund the police?
What do people mean by me too?
Why do people keep saying fake news?
My sister and parents kept fighting about this stuff, and now they don't even talk to each other.
Hey, go to informyourcommunity.org and get the facts, and have fun while you're at it.
Informyourcommunity.org?
Yes, and this message is sponsored by Inform Your Community, a nonpartisan nonprofit. Get the facts and have fun at free virtual events.
Warning, side effects may include laughing, learning, socializing, friends and family that talk to each other.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Play ball. We're back live at the Wells Complex here in Canton at Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. As Pisgah leads West Henderson 6-4 as we head to the top half of the fifth. New pitcher on the mound, Zach Wester, has come on in relief, which you don't see often, but this is our only game this week. We'll remind you, at the end of tonight's game, we'll be presenting Day One Storage Player of the Game for spring sports and spring cleaning. If you have a storage problem, I know who to call. A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Well, interesting, cool lineup change. Zach Wester now on the mound for the Bears. Super high velocity fastball and a devastating curveball. He has three or four pitches.
Oh,
changeup. He throws one of those sweeper slider pitchers.
And he's only a junior.
Only a junior. All conference as a freshman and a sophomore.
Yeah.
Grayson Payne leads off, the third baseman for West Henderson. Zach's first pitch is 100 miles an hour, swing and a miss. Strike one. Zach doesn't move either. He don't walk around the mound. He's ready to go. Grayson, an excellent player, senior, headed off to play at the next level. Zach Wester throws a Sarzat curveball. He swung before it ever got to dirt. It's about a 25-mile-an-hour momentum difference there. 0-2 quickly. See if Zach, what he does here. Kicks, fires, just misses.
Ooh.
Oh, he thought it was strike three. He was walking around.
Mm.
Just missed with a curveball.
Wow.
One ball, two strikes. Grayson Payne stays alive. As we start the top of the fifth, here's the pitch. That one's a 102 in the dirt. I'm just kidding. I don't know how fast it is. It's dadgum fast. Because Landon Wright, the starting pitcher, throws hard, and then Zach comes in, and it's a notch harder. 2-2 now. Grayson, scrappy player. He's gonna fight it. There's a curveball. He swung again. You can see the puff of dirt as he swung a mile over the curveball for strike three. 6-4, Pisgah leads here in the top half of the fifth inning. One away now. First baseman McAllister steps in, who made a nice scoop to get the third out of Pisgah's last at-bat. He steps in. Zach throws fastball right down the middle. You could hear it pop. Oh, he's 90 and above for sure, I'm guessing. Here's the next one. Curveball, swing and a miss. Just absolutely devastating. 0-2. Again, his first outing of the season, he struck out all 21 outs. From the stretch, high fastball. Missed with that one, but good Lord, it was coming. One ball, two strikes. McAllister calls time, backs out, but now back in. Gets some encouragement from the third base coach. One ball, two strikes. There's a curveball. Did he go? Yep, he did. They appealed to the outfield umpire. He said, yes, he did go. Boom popped up as the ball was in the dirt with that curveball and tagged him out. Quickly two outs, 6-4.
Griffin Tillery,
who did some damage in inning number one, comes to the plate with two outs and nobody on. Zach Wester, first pitch, fastball, swing and a miss, strike one. Pisgah crowd comes alive. There's that curveball, but they lay off of it, but it broke right over the plate. That's just dadgum unfair. 0-2 now. He kicks, fires, broke off another curveball. That one hits in the dirt. McAllister able to hang up. Is that McAllister? I don't even know. I'm just watching.
Tillery.
Tillery, my apology.
McAllister.
Yeah.
That was the last batter.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes, two out. Nobody on. Pisgah leading 6-4. Pitch, fastball, fouled off to the right.
I got it.
Over the Duchess. So we reset. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on. Pisgah again leading 6-4. Top half of the fifth. Zach, 1-2 pitch. There it is, the curve. Walk to the dugout. Struck out the side.
It's funny, but not funny.
No, it's great.
It's great.
Hey, ball games means that it's springtime, as always, for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services. You need to call Michelle Baxley or one of her staff at 648-6550 for all of your personal or business insurance needs. We're also brought to you tonight by First Citizens Bank. They are a full-service bank. You can open your personal or small business account today. They have convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, been helping families around here and small businesses for 120 years. So Zach Wester comes on now. We got a pitching change for West Henderson. I think that got their goat a little. They put their big left-hander, Duval, comes on the mound, trying to hold Pisgah down and not let them get ahead any further as Pisgah leads 6-4 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Brady Duval. Excellent, excellent pitcher. And again, he's going to be rooming at college at Guilford with the Pisgah catcher, Boone Carver. That's hilarious. But again, all these kids know each other from all these years of travel ball. And for these seniors, 4 years of facing each other on these fields.
The first batter for the Bears, as we start the bottom of the fifth, is going to be Boone Carver, Zane Wilson, and Zach Wester.
Boone had a big hit.
Big double.
Big double that supplied some runs, as did Maddox Wright. So he steps in here as we start the home half of the fifth with Pisgah with a 6-4 lead over West Henderson. Big left-hander kicks, fires way outside and to the backstop. Dozier couldn't corral that one. One ball, no strikes. Duval looks like he should be playing tight end for somebody. Big, big, strong, athletic young man. Kicks, fires, fastball, misses outside, just barely outside, 2-0 now. The Pisgah catcher. Duval comes set. Kick, fire, misses again outside, 3-0. Need to get to him before he gets dialed in. Three and oh count to Boone Carver. Fastball, that one's a strike at the knees. Boone doesn't care for that call, but it looked to be fairly accurate. Three and one. Duval, again, the big left-hander. He called ball, I should say. I thought he was going to say called strike because Ben didn't swing at it, but it was just off the outer edge. So he draws the leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fifth. Zane Wilson comes to the plate.
Zane Wilson.
Left fielder for the Bears all this season. Been an effective hitter. Is it just me or somebody brought in? Smells like somebody's been to Kobe or the Asian kitchen. It smells wonderful. I'm completely distracted. Not really. Boone leads off first. First pitch to Zane is a fastball at the knees for a strike. That had some giddy up on it. So 0-1 to Zane Wilson, left fielder. As Coach Shepard calls out the numbers on the play. Pisgah, one of the teams, and a lot of them do this now, they consult a card in their pocket when the coach yells out the numbers. Instead of doing the old-fashioned touch the hat, touch the belt, swipe your arms, sign kind of thing. Zane shows bunt. Here's a pickoff attempt at first. Nothing doing as Boone steps right back. Oh, he called a balk. So Boone heads to second. Catcher trots out to the mound now to speak to Brady Duval. Pisgah leads 6-4 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. After a big six-run third inning, erased a four-run deficit. Still no action in the Pisgah bullpen as Zach came in and just blistered it. All right, we're back to it. Umpire gives him the sign, and now Boone Carver leads off second. 0-1 count to Zane Wilson. Boone takes off. It's outside with the pitch. Here's the throw to third. He's there easily. It gets away. Nope. He's backed up. The ball skipped away from Grayson Payne at third, and Boone thought about going, but a nice job by the shortstop to back him up. That's a Jackson Stepp, I believe, the shortstop. Heads up play to back him up, or that would have been another run. 1-1 to count. Now Boone Carver at third as he swiped the base. Oh, my, there's one ricocheted into the, fouled hard into the Pisgah dugout. I don't know if it hit anybody. Everybody okay? They scattered for their lives there. One of the coaches stands up and points to the outfield. I mean, he hammered that ball right through the dugout, did Zane. So a ground ball here could score another run. 1-1 the count. I don't know what we're doing here. Zane steps off. Sorry, 1-2. As Duval said, what? And the umpire corrected himself. One ball, two strikes. Just put it into play. Here's the pitch from the stretch. Misses outside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out and a runner on third. A good chance to add a little insurance here in Canton. Fortunately, when the sun went down, the wind died down. It feels pretty good out here now. 2-2 to Zane Wilson. Duval stares in. Gets his sign. Boone leads off third. Here he comes to the plate. Fastball, that's going to be a strike all day long. Zane is gone on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring Zach Wester to the plate. Two hits already tonight. Zach's had a good night on the mound and the plate, Jack.
Yeah, two hits. Two singles and a run scored.
Good night for Zach. First pitch, swing and a miss. Might have been a ball, but I'm not sure. Duval throws fairly hard. 0-1 now. Pisgah leads 6-4 here in the bottom of the sixth, I believe it is. Fifth. Yeah. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm just wheeling it with the lead. I want it. There's a pitch, fastball outside. 1-1 now to Zach Wester. Two dandy hits tonight. And struck out the side as he pitched the last half inning. 1-1. Boone Carver at third. The pitch from Duval. Curveball over for a strike. Buckled his knees a little. Froze him for sure on that one.
Has a little sidearm.
That's a nice pitch. 1-2 now as the pitchers face each other. Both of them done well at the plate tonight. One ball, two strikes, runner on third and one out. Fastball, that's going to be a down. That's a base hit all night long, his third of the game. RBI single for Zach Wester with his third hit of the game. Boone Carver comes in to score. It's 7-4 Pisgah. What a night at the plate for Zach.
Correct. 3-for-3. And a run scored.
And now an RBI.
And that's base hat. That base hit is sponsored by Custom Paving.
That's right.
I like that.
Yep. We like saying Custom Paving a lot. Left-handed pitcher Brady Duval now. Oh, that one's hit high and deep. Center fielder back. Makes the play. So the runner has to retreat to first. Second out of the inning. That's Ren Harden. Ren Harden's running for the pitcher, Zach Wester, which you're, of course, you're allowed to substitute for pitcher and catcher in high school baseball. Big O comes to the plate.
And that was Mason Young with a flyer.
Right.
Fly out.
Yeah, he hit the first pitch. We didn't have hardly time to say his name. First pitch to Owen Rigsby. Just about hit him. He spun out of the way. Fastball. He just barely got out of the way and was able to communicate to Ren Harden to stay close to the bag. It didn't get away far enough. Dozier tracked it down. So 7-4 Pisgah leads. Ren Harden, substitute runner at first. He's off and running. He may be in trouble. No. Nope, he got him. But Pisgah does get an insurance run. I thought he might have a chance there as he did a head first slide. They got the insurance, though. 7-4 now. We'll head to the sixth inning as Pisgah leads West Henderson. We'll be right back, sending it back to Jack Cuad at the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We are back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box here in Canton as the Bears lead 7-4 over West Henderson. Zach Wester on the mound again. We'll be facing, I believe it is Dozier, the catcher for West Henderson. The first pitch is curveball outside. Zach Wester works quickly as usual. He doesn't walk around the mound or back and forth. One ball, no strikes as we get underway in the sixth. Fastball strike called at the knees on the outer edge. Say hey to a dear friend, Becky Allison, who's listening in tonight, I believe. Mom of our buddy Carson Allison, who's playing for Bluefield State. There's a sky-high foul ball right back at us. Carson had a great week. Great week hitting and drove in a bunch of runs and I don't know what all, but we love Carson Allison. One of our favorites here at Pisgah. Say hey to Becky. 1-2. There's that curveball. It lands for a strike. Dozier knew it and just bowed his head and walked off. Great pitch from Zach.
Nasty.
Just filthy.
Nasty.
I didn't catch the number of the batter. Should be Grayson Davis, but I'm not sure if they've switched or anything. We'll let you know. First pitch. Fastball. Called ball. That's number 7. Yeah, that's a...
That's different player.
They changed...
I think. Yeah, that is Davis.
Yeah, I thought so. 1-0 to Grayson Davis. Fastball hit. That's going to be tough for Maddox. Can't get to it. C&I single there through the shortstop, third gap. Maddox made a valiant effort, but that's a base hit. First one off of Zach. I feel sure if this was a major league game, we'd have said a broken bat single. You could hear the weirdness of the way it sounded off the bat.
Back to the top of the order for Jackson Stepp.
So a leadoff runner on. We've heard that song before tonight. I'm sorry, not a leadoff runner. He's already struck one out. I've done that twice. I need to be in the home.
Wheelchair, too.
First pitch, set curveball. Misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Runner on first. Pisgah leading 7-4 with one out in the top of the sixth inning. Zach Wester on the mound in relief tonight. There's a fast throw back to first, but the runner back in on his belly. Safe. One ball, no strikes. One out and one on. Zach from the stretch. Fastball hammered a mile high. Mile high. See if somebody can catch it, and he does. Great play by Landon Wright coming in from third base because that ball, it might have hit that Artemis thing up there.
The moonshot?
Yeah, it was a moonshot. But right in front of the pitcher's mound, Zach got out of the way like a pitcher should do. Very nice call off and play by Landon Wright. So two outs now. The runner, of course, has to stay at first.
And Josh Noel up to bat.
Noel back to the plate. First pitch is a fastball with a ton of zip on it, but inside.
Hey.
There's another throw, just a lob back to first to say, hey, I haven't forgotten about you over here. Null steps back in the box. One ball, no strikes to him. There's a fast ball. Waist high. Strike. 1-1. Coach giving all kinds of... Now, he's doing the old signal thing over there. See if they try to... Yeah, there's a lob back to first. I was going to say it'd be a time for him to think about stealing, and Zach's thinking the same thing. Throws back to first, runner in. He's off to a big lead. Null steps back in. 1-1 the count. There's a foul ball off to the right as the runner was going. Fastball fouled off to the right. One ball, two strikes now, and two outs. Pisgah again leads 7-4 after getting six in the third and one in the fifth. After West Henderson got four in the first, and things were looking rough there for a little bit. One ball, two strikes, two outs. See if the runner goes again. Big lead. He does not. Call strike three on the outside corner. And Noel did not appreciate that. So that was all she wrote for West Henderson in the top half of the sixth. Pisgah Spring Sports, all of our spring sports, brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL Radio, Custom Paving, and Papertown Roots Radio. Let me remind you about Pisgah On Demand. If you've missed any of the Bears basketball or football games, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand, and they'll be adding baseball as we go. You simply go to WPTLradio.net. You click on the sports tab and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire, all the way back to the 2018 football season, up to date through our basketball season. That's Pisgah On Demand. You better check it out. They'll be adding, hopefully, some baseball. As the baseball boys are really playing well this year, 9-1, and three outs away from making it 10-1. In the only game this week, as it is spring break week. And one of the all-conference players for Pisgah, not able to go tonight, Isaiah Mintz tweaked his hamstring early in the game. Early in the game in Franklin last Friday night, and had to come out after, I think, one at bat. So, Jackson Lehman doing a good job in center, and after some initial shakiness in the field, the Bears have settled down. And I believe for the third time tonight, Owen Rigsby, the first baseman, will lead off. Big O looking for a hit. Duval fires, stays on the mound, and that's a strike with a fastball. Big left-hander for West Henderson. I believe he is their ace. I'm not certain about that, but I believe he is. So both teams bringing in starters to... There's a shot, but right at the second baseman. He's well hit ball on the ground, and he throws Owen out. Well hit, though. That'll bring Jackson Lehman to the plate. He's had a pretty good night, hasn't he? He's been on base.
He's had a single, run scored, a stolen base.
Yeah, he's been active, as he always is, and with his speed.
He reached on an error in the fourth inning.
You sure that wasn't a base hit?
No.
Oh, swinging a miss, or a foul, I should say, back to the screen on the first pitch. 0-1 now. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Pisgah with a 7-4 lead over a tough West Henderson team. Timely hitting tonight and lights out pitching as usual for the Bears. Next pitch on the way. Fastball just misses outside. Count even, 1-1, one out. Nobody on. Jackson Lehman settles back in. Brady Duval fires. Fastball swinging a miss. That one had some gas on it. One ball, two strikes. Maddox right, top of the order, back on deck, followed by Braden Surratt, should they get on. There's a fastball hit right up the middle. Second baseman corrals it, makes a nice play to get the out. Two outs now. Maddox coming to the plate. good play going towards the second base by the second baseman. Maddox with a big double his last at bat. Had a very good night all the way around. Help Pisgah to the 7-4 lead. Again, Brady Duvall on in relief tonight for West Henderson. Big left-handed pitcher kicks, fires, fastball at the knees. He's getting stronger as he loosens up. Played left field before coming into pitch. 0-1 to Maddox, right? Two outs. There's a curveball. Maddox with a big swing and a miss. Did he foul it off? Yeah, foul it off his right foot, it looked like. This is that time of the year you start worrying about injuries, and you don't want that as good as the boys are playing. 0-2 now. Two away here in the bottom half of the sixth. Braden Surratt on deck. Again, Pisgah leads 7-4. Brady Duvall shakes off the catcher, and Maddox calls time after he shook off two pitches and backed out. Brady, these boys know each other so well, they just laughed at one another. The 0-2 pitch with two outs. Fastball inside, almost hit him. Maddox dances out of the way. Maddox, one of the most athletic players on the Pisgah team. One ball, two strikes now, two outs, nobody on for the Bears. Again, 7-4, they lead. Duvall, kick, fire, curveball inside. Dozier tried to frame it, but it was a little bit inside. 2-2 now. Again, Braden Surratt on deck. Maddox awaits the 2-2 pitch. Here it is in the dirt. Full count now. He missed with that one. Looked like an off-speed pitch, but missed low. Full count now with two outs. The pitch. Fastball. Maddox hits it towards short. Shortstop up with it. I don't know if he got him or not. Yep, he got him. Bang, bang play at first, but he is called out. Nice play by the shortstop. That'll do it for the Pisgah Bears at the bottom of the sixth. That'll do it for the sixth. Pisgah leads 7-4. We'll be right back. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Walking into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
We're back live at the Wells Complex. Pisgah leads West Henderson 7-4. Zach Wester back on the mound for the Bears.
Latham up to bat for the Falcons.
First pitch, fastball high and inside. I failed to mention that when Zach came in to pitch, Maddox Wright went to short, and Landon Wright went to third. Of course, Landon made that fine play on that sky-high pop. Second pitch is a fastball in about the same spot, 2-0.
ball will follow Latham.
Yeah.
And then Payne.
There's a curve ball in there for a strike. So two balls and a strike now. Zach Wester doing the usual splendid job. Gave up one hit, and this will be his third inning of work. 2-1 pitch. Curveball swing and a miss. They cannot lay off that curve. This is, we said that, are Stratton Taylor at the plate? Number 11. Pitch, curveball, chopped weakly. Can Zach make a play? He's going to have to do a miracle, and does. Ooh, he came up and threw a fastball to Owen Rigsby. Got the out at first. Ooh, that was an in-betweener for sure. It's like a swinging bunt. And a good job just to get that play made. One out now. Duvall comes in. The pitcher that started the game in left field drove in the first RBI of the evening, way back in the first. Zach, fastball at the knees, but inside a little bit, maybe a little low. One oh, one out, nobody on. There's a curveball that falls right in the middle. Strike one. Zach doing his usual, just stands there and waits for the ball and gets ready again. Pitch, curveball again in the dirt this time, trying to get him to fish. He does not. 2-1 now to Brady Duvall. Two one pitch. There's one hard hit. Can't get it. And they, it goes foul. Goes foul. Just barely foul. Everybody was running like mad, and then they hollered foul. So that'll even the count 2-2. Hard hit right over near first base, but just to the right of it. Owen Rigsby diving, Braden Surratt running, or Mason Young running from right field. But it was a foul ball, fortunately. Pisgah leading 7-4 here in the top half of the seventh. Two and two to Brady Duvall from Zach Wester. Curveball. Strike three called. Brady didn't like that, but it was right at the knees. I got to say, the umpires seem very consistent to me tonight. I have no idea who he is. So two away now with Zach throwing so well as usual. Grayson Payne, third baseman, back up. Zach fires, curveball, misses away, and in the dirt, one ball, no strikes. Two away. One away from a win, right?
Correct.
One ball, no strikes. Nobody on. Fastball misses away. 2-0 to Grayson Payne. Boone requests another baseball from the umpire. Now they're examining the baseballs, and here we go. The 2-0 pitch from Zach Wester to Grayson Payne. There's a curveball over for a strike. He's not going to walk him, I don't think.
No.
And Grayson's not looking for a walk. I've known that kid for years. He's an excellent ball player. 2-1 pitch. Two outs. That one's in the dirt. 3-1 now. 3-1. Two outs. Nobody on. Pisgah leading 7-4. One out away from their 10th win of the season. There's a curveball. Strike on the inside corner. Grayson thought he had the walk. Full count now. See if he turns the ball loose here. The full count. Pitch. Fastball. Fouled away. Grayson fights it off. Stays alive. Zach Wester put the gas on it. So we do it all again with a full count. Infield back, because he's throwing it so hard that fastball, if they hit it, it's going to be coming at him. And Grayson's an able hitter, but he's facing one of the conference's great pitchers. Full count pitch, two outs, curveball, hammered high and deep. Takes two steps in, does Zane, and makes the catch. And that'll do it.
Bears win.
Bears win. Grayson,
Bears win.
Grayson Payne hit that one a mile high, but Zane Wilson started in a couple of steps, stepped back a couple of steps, and made the play. A lot of hugging going on as the Bears and the Falcons shake hands. They'll meet again on the 23rd. What a nice win for the Bears, Jack. A come-from-behind win. That's the toughest kind. Down 4-0 after one. Showed a lot of guts and determination tonight. Proud of them. We'll be back in just a moment to award tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game. And wrap this thing up. What a nice win. Bears win 7-4. We'll be right back on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net. Your voice of Pisgah baseball.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next weekend in the country, we check out April of 1984, presidential primary time for the Democrats. Splash was at the movies, and Ben Crenshaw won the Masters. And on the countdown were George Strait, the Oak Ridge Boys, Deborah Allen, the Kendalls, and a number of duets, including Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias. So come join us for the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Whether you come home to a crowded city street or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify communities. Learn more at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
Well, back for the final time tonight here in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box as the Bears can celebrate a 7-4 win, a gutsy win over a really, really good West Henderson Falcons team. Just an excellent win, come from behind, down 4-0, easy to get dejected after four-run deficit after the first inning. But they come from behind, everybody contributing and doing very well. It's time for us, though, to award tonight's Player of the Game presented by A1 Storage. We'll remind you that spring sports, spring cleaning go together. If you've got storage problem, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage. Well, Jack, tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game is
Zach Wester.
Zach Wester. And a unanimous decision in the press box tonight.
3-for-3.
3-for-3 at the plate.
And how many?
He counted strikeouts. He only gave up one hit. I don't think he walked anybody.
Give me a second.
Just a splendid performance from Zach. Of course, at the plates where they could not touch him. So he had a great night all the way around, struck out numerous. How many, Jack's totaling now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 strikeouts.
Six strikeouts in, what, 3 innings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much they could do with him. That devastating fastball, curveball combination. And again, 3-for-3 at the plate with RBIs and runs scored.
Run scored. Yep.
Just a great job for tonight's A1 Storage Player of the Game, Zach Wester. Well, no more baseball this week for us. We'll be back next week with, I believe, 2 games. One with Tuscola. And I believe, unless things change, we're going to try to do the makeup game with Smoky Mountain that was moved due to the, it was 20 degrees when they were scheduled to play the first game of the year. So that one was postponed, and as it looks now, it should be next week. But anyway, stick by your radio, and you'll hear. We'll let you know when that's going to be. Or you can go to Pisgah Sports on the social media or any of those places. Well, good night in Canton, Jack.
It is. Was.
Was. As Pisgah gets to celebrate a 7-4 win over the West High Falcons. Again, these teams meet, I believe, on the 23rd. And we'll see if we can do the same thing in Hendersonville. Well, that's all for us tonight. Again, a nice come-from-behind win from a very tough Pisgah Bear team who can now celebrate their 10th win tonight of the season. Just a very good season going for the Bears. On behalf of Jack Webb and Jack Kuat back at the station, this is Tim Surratt saying good night, everybody, from Canton.